I just thought it would be more convenient to come today than on Tuesday.
72-year-old Mary Ann Basile cast her ballot at the Harlem Road Community Center in Amherst Friday afternoon.
Thank you for voting. Thank you.
4 days before Election Day.
It's too crowded on Tuesdays. It's nice to be able to come at your own convenience.
She and other senior citizens took advantage of that convenience more than any other age group. As of Friday morning, more than half of Erie County residents who voted early were 65 and over. They accounted for 59% of the county's 17,000 early voters, even though they account for only about 18% of the total county population. Plus, nearly 90% of the county's early voters were 50 and over. Ralph Moore, Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner, says this isn't all that surprising.
The population of 50 and over generally do come out to vote and are the highest voting percentages of all age groups.
It makes sense that older Americans would vote early, since they historically have the highest turnout on regular elections, too. More than 70% of Americans over 65 voted in the last presidential election, the highest of any age group. It's not just a baby boomer thing, either. Americans over 60 have voted at the highest rates for decades. But Erie County residents voted early at high rates even for those standards. The 65-plus crowd accounted for 59% of early voters, after accounting for only 23% of voters last regular election day. Moore thinks that might be because the county placed many of its 37 early voting locations at senior and community centers.
Well, it's spread out over 400 sites on election day, and then you'll get a much broader group of individuals coming.
Harvey Palmer, a University at Buffalo political science professor, says most states have seen early voting impact their younger voters, with the thinking being it's giving them more time to fit voting into their busy schedules. But it could just be because young people are voting more in general recently.
You know, we don't really know which of those is really driving. You know, it may just be that the effect of Trump and reaction to that is bigger among younger people. And so that's why these states that have adopted early voting are seeing, you know, a bigger surges in voting turnout among the younger people.
The millennial voter turnout rate nearly doubled from 2014 to 2018, according to the Pew Research Center, but older voters still have a sizable lead.
So you'd need about, you know, another 3 or 4 more elections like that before really there was no age difference.
Palmer says there's several reasons older Americans vote more often than the younger ones. The biggest one might simply be they're retired.
You know, older people just have more free time. The opportunity cost for them to go to the polls rather than running errands or being at work is lower.
That was the case for Basile. She says it's easier to vote now that she's semi-retired.
Because a lot of people, when they get home from work, they're getting home 5, 6 o'clock. By the time they do dinner, they don't want to have to go back out again.
Palmer says it's also believed Americans have more of a civic sense of duty as they age. That's what brought 68-year-old Kathleen Garvey to the Kenmore Municipal Building Thursday.
People died, so we have the right to vote. I served 13 years in the Army so people could vote.
Older Americans may also vote due to anxiety. Basile and several other seniors at early voting locations say they worry about things like property taxes and the future of Social Security, perhaps more than young people.
You know, the cost of living has just skyrocketed, and our paychecks, you're on a fixed income now, and they don't go up.
The polls reopen for Election Day tomorrow. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.